his team. And you know, Marcus Mariota, he's like the best Native American quarterback you've ever seen.
Is he Native American? I thought he was Hawaiian.
He looks it.
He's definitely from Hawaii.
You ready for the announcement? You ready for what's about to happen? Make sure they get this message.
Yeah. All the ladies say ho. Ho. All the hoes say ho. Say ho. Say ho. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shout it.
Welcome to Fantasy Frag, your home for expert fantasy football nonsense. And now the most charming, handsome, and funniest men I know, Paul Mummy and Michael Hynek.
Welcome back to Fantasy Brag.
Oh my god, I forgot this was a thing.
It was a thing for like... Three or four weeks. So we can say welcome back.
Yeah,
yeah. I am your handsome host, Michael Hynek. He is your other handsome host, co-host, Mr. Paul Mummy. Sup, Paul?
Sup, dude.
I just want to let you know that my obsession for DJ Khaled is a real thing.
It's questionable, I'll tell you that, because... my limited exposure to him.
Dude.
I don't know whether I just absolutely despise the guy or if he is some sort of genius.
He is a genius. Are you on Snapchat?
Do you Snapchat? No, I don't do the snap.
I didn't do it until a month ago, and I only like have like five people that I follow, and mainly it's just DJ Khaled. That like if I could find joy in anything as much like as he loves riding jet skis, like that's it. That is... the extent of his day is making sure that he's on a jet ski every day.
It's like I went through some of the gifts yesterday, strolling through some of the stuff, and it's like he's like a philosopher.
Dude,
and it's just like it's so stupid.
They don't want you to do anything. In fact, I think we have something.
Put the day block all over me. Put the day block. The key is to stay away from they.
You gotta stay away from they.
I don't even know what the fuck this means.
You're not supposed to. I guess
that's the genius of it. Nobody knows.
This is Fantasy Brag. You can follow us at Fantasy Brag Show on Twitter. You can email us, fantasybrag@gmail.com. We got that covered. Today, we are going to preview the whole AFC.
Yeah.
The whole AFC. How we're going to do it, we're going to predict... how the divisions are going to finish. We are also going to preview each team, but because we know too much and we don't want to, you know, give people too much information on each team because we're that smart, we're going to limit it to 1 minute per team.
Yeah, 1 minute per team.
Yeah, there's just too much expertise.
Way too much.
Coming from these
teams. It's too much for the listeners to take in all at once.
They can't handle it. They want us to do a bigger preview, but...
get the day block. I can't get that stupid thing out of my head now.
But then we'll also, to make it interesting, we're going to draft. We're going to use the average draft position, and we're going to draft a team representing each division. So it will only be players from that division.
Yes.
We'll get more into that when we do it, but let's just normally we would do a fast five, but because we're doing the whole AFC, let's just get into it. And because they usually start with the AFC East because it's in the East and they go east to west or whatever, and they would do it in alphabetical order.
Not around here.
No, we're not going to be. They want us to do that, and we're not going to do that. We are. Let's start with the AFC West, and let's just go team by team. We'll do the minute. Let me get a handy-dandy stopwatch out. If you hear this...
round's over.
Yeah, and that means we give
jump
too
into
much...
the next one?
Yeah, we'll go to the next team. And we don't want to give out too much information. So, you know, that's how that works. So we will start in non-alphabetical order. We will start with the San Diego Chargers. And are you ready? We're going
I,
one.
I think I'm ready. Are they ready?
I don't know if they are. This is going to ruin us.
I hate this. I hate it so much.
All right, ready? Let's go.
All right, you start.
Me start.
You start.
Okay.
Me start.
So we just wasted 5 seconds. Sneaky alert. Okay. I'm just going to get right to it. Travis Benjamin. It's a sneaky little pickup. Now all the focus is going to be on Keenan Allen. I like Travis Benjamin. Just sneaky pickup. Good on
the ground. I like Keenan Allen. Coming back off injury. Phil Burr is going to be slinging it. Top three wide receiver.
Okay. Wait.
Keenan. Top three
wide receiver.
Yes.
Take that to the bank.
Woo, didn't say that. But might as well.
Oh, you're going to. You can take that to the bank. So that's a
what was he on track for last year?
I don't know. You should have looked that up. You should know.
No,
this.
That thing. I
the other thing is Philip Rivers. He's going currently in the 10th round. 662 attempts last year. Threw it around. Their offensive line's terrible. I don't know how much better it got. I think he will continue that to have that many attempts. I don't know if that's going to be good or not.
Yeah, all I have on Philip Rivers is that.
Ooh, we ran out of time. And I didn't even get to Melvin.
It was a lot quicker than I thought it would
be. Yeah, and we need music, man. This is
I know what song I want.
But Melvin Gordon can't be any worse than he was last year, hopefully, for their sake. Next up, the Oakland Raiders. Let's fire up the music.
Yeah. See, now I'm feeling it.
All right. And go for the Oakland Raiders.
Does Carr wear eyeliner?
Dude, it looks like he wears eyeliner.
It looks like he fully puts on a full
and when do you
palette
think,
of makeup or whatever the fuck.
Do you think
called.
It like bleeds?
No, I think he has probably the fancy ones that
or what if it's
run.
Like tattooed on?
Okay, then
that's a thing.
Then I love him.
Yeah. Too much love for the Raiders. There's a lot of love going
I
the
love
Raiders.
The Raiders, right? Man. Do but I just feel like I'm gonna get upset by them.
They are projecting fantasy sharks, projecting that Derek Carr has a regression. He's going to go from 32 TDs to 29 and then throw one extra pick.
Wow, that's such a regression.
Well, it's still
but
a regression.
Technically, by the numbers, it is. But no, not with the guy with the coolest name in the NFL, Amari Cooper.
Oh, my All gosh. Right. That is such I know. He's got two cool names. That's what you're doing.
He's too damn good.
Also, sneaky alert, DeAndre Washington. I don't think they really like Latavius Murray that much. It took him forever to name him the starter, to let him get the carries last year. Oh, bummer. Oakland Raiders.
That's a fast minute.
Also, Clive Walford. I like his name. He's got to be good.
Energy. Clive.
Yeah, Clive.
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 With a K or a C?
C. C. Yeah, all right, we got to move on.
Keep going.
Kansas City football Chiefs go.
Is it possible the defense outscores everybody but Alex Smith in fantasy?
That is very possible.
I think that's even what
the other thing we forgot
year.
To say, our producer's not here today. Could Andy Reid, with his bad clock management, run this podcast?
Oh, no.
This show.
Is it 12 minutes?
Do you trust that Jamaal Charles is going to return?
No.
To his period? I don't know. He's going to be 30 years old in December. He's still only 29. It feels like he's been around forever, but I don't know.
No.
And one thing, how good would Jeremy Backlund be on another team with Alex Smith not his quarterback?
Like double the player he is right
74
now.
Catches, 6 TDs, over 1,000 yards.
Yeah. Smith's not passing much when it is. It's to the fake Gronk Kelsey. So.
The fake Gronk Kelsey. Bummer. I had so much more to offer for the Kansas City Chiefs. So much more. Next up, your Super Bowl champion, Denver Broncos. Go.
Who's the QB? Who is the QB?
They're going to be bad. I don't think people realize that they're going to be.
You can't get John Elway back out there.
Do you think John Elway or Simeon would throw for more yards this year?
John
right
Elway.
Now.
John
I think that too.
I think absolutely John. I think John Elway would come in and it really will look pretty awesome.
Does Paxton Lynch play at any point this year?
Yes.
Before week 9?
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It could go terribly wrong. How early do you draft the Denver defense? Currently, I think they are going in, like the 8th round, 9th round? Let me look.
Seems about right. 7th probably tops, but in that range.
Okay. Oh, it's on the other side. Thank you. Sneaky alert, Devontae Booker. I like when they inherited CJ Anderson, that coaching staff, And I like when they find a guy that will fit their system. Oh, bummer. I was going to break down so much stuff.
You're about to go get legit on
that. Oh, my gosh. So that is the... That's just the AFC West. Now, let's pick a team just using AFC West players.
Like that?
I'll go first. You go second?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that has to be the order.
So, well, you'll make... I'll make the first pick. Then in the next division, you can make the first pick and so on and so forth. And we'll fill out this team. You're just that excited about it, I can tell. So, with the first pick, and we, do you want to do a 10-team or 12? Let's do 12.
All right.
I have, well, I think I have more, I think I have closer to 9 friends than 11, but we'll do a 12-team league, standard scoring. So, currently, Jamal Charles and Keenan Allen are the highest ADP. They are currently going in the second round. Jamal Charles has an average draft position of 16.5, Keenan Allen 24.6. So, technically, there's no first-round value with an AFC West player.
Mm.
Since we don't trust Jamal Charles, I want my first pick to make sure that he's on the actually playing. So, I'll go Keenan Allen.
Well, that means for the second, I'm definitely going to take the flyer and go with Jamal.
Yeah. So... That is the first two. So now currently going in third round, C.J. Anderson, 31.9. Demaryius Thomas, 33.5. Since I'll go Demaryius Thomas, even though we do not trust the quarterback situation in Denver. So you're up fourth round. C.J. Anderson is now gone because he was a third round guy.
Oh, man. I'm probably going to actually go with a fifth-round draft pick average value of Jeremy Maclin for the fourth pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that wide receiver core right now, Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, and Jeremy Maclin, mm-hmm. who is currently going. So people might say you reached, but we know how good Jeremy Maclin is. The next pick, sixth round, fifth round. Yeah. Let's go to Travis Kelce, who is currently being drafted at 61.4. So at the end of the fifth round, we'll go Travis Kelce.
All right. Sixth round. Whew. I'm actually going to go with Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
God, you got Emmanuel sitting there, but we already have a pretty sick ass wide receiver core.
Yeah, we already got Demaryius. You know what? If you get Melvin Gordon in the sixth round, I think you're doing all right.
Yep.
So he's a starting running back.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh, man, this is tough because Denver's defense is actually not going in the ninth. They're going in the seventh round, an average draft position of 79. How are you? Are you a fan of taking a defense in the first 10 rounds?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's got to be one of the top ones, and they're coming off as basically the top defense.
All right, I don't feel good about it, but we'll go with the Denver defense in the seventh round.
Ooh, the eighth is the tough one. Oh, man. Well, shoot. One person that's not highlighted on here.
Oh, one Phillip Rivers,
and I think that's my guy.
Phillip Rivers.
Lock him down. He's gonna gunsling it, baby. Okay.
Next up in the ninth, we'll get a little tight end insurance. Or no, maybe we should get a little quarterback insurance. Let's go Derek Carr, even though he is, by Fantasy Sharks, going to have a regression this year.
Mm. They don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't know.
You're up.
10th round, is it?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, big jump down between what the options are right here. Might as well get that backup for that Kansas City defense.
I guess we're running low on undraftable AFC West players because we should say Michael Crabtree, Danny Woodhead are gone, and then it's a steep drop off. Yeah. So you go Kansas City in the 11th, Travis Benjamin, and that pretty much sums up the draftable players for the AFC West. So what you're looking at is a roster. If we made the AFC West team, Phillip Rivers, Jamal Charles, Melvin Gordon, Derek Carr is the backup, by the way, and then a receiving core. Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, Jeremy Maclin, and Travis Kelce is the tight end. And then we have two defenses drafted in the top 10, Denver and Kansas City. Now, that's the team of the AFC West. Let's go ahead and do non-fantasy, and let's pick the AFC West winner. And we do it a little differently.
Yeah.
Because we have too much
knowledge.
We don't
just look at the numbers.
No, no, no. We don't want to just base this off. We have a very strict grading scale, and it goes a little something like this. Mascots. Who would win in a fight between a Charger, Raider, Chief, and a Bronco?
All right. Here's how I broke it down.
Okay.
All right. So the Chief's going to ride the Bronco in the battle.
Yeah.
But the Charger's going to run both of them over.
Okay, what is a Charger?
I'm assuming it's a car.
I thought it was electricity.
See, like I think it's like an engine sort of... That was my interpretation of the Charger.
See, I thought a Charger was electricity.
See, I think of like a Dodge Charger, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think of like a big old white
car.
So
technically, if it was a Charger, then the Chief, though he's unfamiliar with the car, or maybe it's a modern day Chief, he could technically just turn the car off.
He could. But if we're riding the battle, you got a guy riding a horse at you, the Indian being one, or the Chief being one of those guys, guess what? The Charger's going to run over your ass and the horse, kill the Bronco, kill the Chief, but then, boom, sitting out there in the bay are the Raiders, and they just cannon your ass.
Yeah, and so they're just watching this thing from afar. So
Raiders.
So Raiders win in a mascot
Raiders
fight.
Raiders win in a mascot fight.
Raiders. All right. Then, best city between the four, Kansas City, San Diego, Oakland, and Denver. This one is really tough.
I think they all have a lot to offer.
I think we can rule out Kansas City, though.
Yeah.
No offense to the great people of Kansas City.
Guess what? Kansas City, to their defense, would win in a lot of the other divisions.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
I can think of one for sure.
Yeah. Let's see here. So,
let's go with California. I think San Diego is better than Oakland.
Yes, I agree with that. And so then I'm thinking, okay, San Diego out on the beach or high in the mountains in Denver.
And
guess what? High in the mountains in Denver sounds great, but you know what? That year-round amazing weather in San Diego, I think that's
if you had to visit for a week, though.
Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking Denver.
Man, I'm calling Sandy, but I'll roll with Denver on that.
Okay. You could go to San Diego any time of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Denver, you could technically go any time and ski or whatever, do whatever, but it could be miserable. I think we should go San Diego. I think your gut was San Diego.
Okay, sweet.
So Chargers win that one. Okay, next up, best food. Here's where Kansas City starts to make a comeback there with the barbecue.
Yeah, what about that?
What is Denver famous for?
It's not what they're famous for. It's the fact that everybody, including the cooks in that state, are high.
They cook the best.
And it is the best high food. And Denver, because I think that's where the payoff is. Because
I bet the Mexican food in San Diego is delightful.
Yeah.
It's right there.
You got that coastal sort of Mexican food going on.
And seafood. I bet that's what Oakland's probably their go-to. But
this division has a lot to offer.
I know. This is a good city division. I think I have to give Kansas City the nod here.
Yeah. It's classic.
Because it's like they have a set thing
that you
know it's. So we'll give the Chiefs that one.
All right.
Best uniform.
All right. I think it's hands down San Diego Powder Blues.
I know. I like the old Denver uniforms better than I like the new ones.
I do have an additional comment, which was going to come later. Denver needs to bring back their old unis.
And then they could talk. Then they
old helmet with the Bronco and the D.
I think it goes Chargers. Raiders and Chiefs is pretty good, too.
I like Raiders when they do the black tops. They just look intimidating.
It's
San Diego, Raiders.
And then Chiefs. And
then Chiefs, then Broncos.
So we just gave the Chargers that, and then hottest fan base.
Man, it's almost a clean sweep with San Diego.
Yeah. I bet you Denver.
Just because Denver.
Let's just say who we can eliminate. We can eliminate the Chiefs.
Yeah,
we can limit. The Raiders are scary. The people that go.
Yeah,
to the
that's
game.
Scary. So, I think that the two cities, Denver and San Diego, might be equivalent in how hot the girls are. But in San Diego, you're going to see more skin year round.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Not to quote DJ Khaled. Guess who we just picked as the division winner? for the AFC West. Sandy, it's flawless. It can't be proven on.
System proven great. Wrong.
Let's move on. Let's do what people would say. Whoa, you didn't do the AFC East. Let's go back. We got to do. No. We're gonna do the AFC South.
Awesome.
Boom. All right, first up, we're not going to go in alphabetical order because they want us to. Tennessee Titans, I have to be honest with you. Let me start the clock. Let me be honest with you. I have a minor obsession with the Tennessee Titans, and I can't tell you why. They're going to run the ball. I think both running backs are draftable. Tajay Sharp is apparently all the rage, and then Delanie Walker is just solid. I love this team.
And you know, Marcus Mariota, he's like the best Native American quarterback you've ever seen.
Is he Native American? I thought he was Hawaiian.
He looks it.
He's definitely from Hawaii. Mark that. Oh my god. You didn't look up his heritage.
No, I didn't. I just thought about what he looked like. I was like, Native American. Because I wanted him to be a Native American quarterback.
Yeah.
Over under Andre Johnson, 5 receptions this year.
Andre.
Yeah.
Does he make the team?
No.
Yeah. I was just about to say something really good right there. Man. I'm sorry, guys. Next up, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Bortles still has the hottest wife in the NFL.
I think they broke up. I think it's just his girlfriend.
I thought they were married. Wait, Tannehill has a hot one too.
Yeah, it's Tan.
But I could have sworn he had the hottie too.
Maybe he's still with her. I don't know. We should have fact checked this. Yeah. These kind of things.
I just assumed that their love was forever.
Fantasy Sharks also projecting a regression. 29 touchdowns this year instead of 35. A lot of those touchdowns came in second half of games. I could see it in 6 touchdowns. That's technically 24 points. 24 points that you're not getting throughout the year. Also, 3 more interceptions they're predicting. This is his, what, fourth year?
Yeah, this is his fourth year. I don't see
it. This is when you should be getting solid. I kind of dig it. And then also, Allen Hurns, no way. Take it to the bank. I don't know if we want to play 2 things at the same time, but he's not catching 10 touchdowns again.
No 10 touchdowns?
Oh, boy. Mm. There's so many sounds going on right now. Allen, next up, I don't know if you had anything else. Indianapolis Colts, Paul.
I think Andrew Luck is going to ball out this year.
They addressed the offensive line, which, but ball out, huh?
Ball out.
Who would you rather have, T.Y. Hilton or Dante Moncrief?
T.Y. Hilton.
You know their numbers were eerily so similar other than yardage last year.
Yeah, but I also attribute that not a lot of luck last year. I didn't even need to do that.
Yeah, you did. Will Frank Gore ever, will it ever happen that he breaks down? Because I've been thinking it was going to happen for the last 5 years.
I'm pretty sure he's made of metal and some sort
of... Maybe it's its own kind of metal. Like, it should be called Gore. Maybe it's just Gore.
Gore.
And he's that's made of what, gore. If you're made out of something good or something durable, I don't know.
It's not RTP.
I was just about to get into a really good point again. Dang it. Then last but certainly not least,
Houston
Texans.
I was going to start the minute by saying J.J. Watt is annoying as fuck.
I hate him.
Sorry. Yeah. I think he's probably one of the biggest tools.
And it's very... I'm glad that he's not playing the first 2 games.
I hope he doesn't ever play again.
Who do you think the most popular, commercial-wise, who does the most commercials for NFL players?
If you want to go former, Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah. He's actually probably going to crush it this year,
Yeah,
too.
But J.J. Watt's in a bunch. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of candidates in a bunch.
There's a lot of weapons. Will Brock Osweiler F this up?
I kind of feel like he's gonna.
I love your confidence in
that. I really do feel like, I think he... something in his face makes me want to punch him, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
He's a good-looking guy, man.
It's not that he's a bad-looking guy. It's just something about his look just... I can't be the only one.
Last but before we can get this in, who's the number two wide receiver? Who do you want?
I can't even name one.
I'll go Big Bill Fuller. That's mine. I like Will Fuller.
I like that.
Now, let's draft the team. We don't have to explain it. You know what we're doing.
Yep.
You got first pick this time.
Woo-hoo! Boy, give me some DeAndre.
You're going to pass up the MVP?
Dude.
I didn't even get to talk about because... I've been 2 years now. Lamar Miller has been my MVP.
He is,
and now he's actually on a team that's going to use him. He's going to be, you know what? I don't buy it this year.
People like him too much. I think Lamar Miller just sucks.
Whoa,
sorry, dude. I know that's your butt, buddy.
All right, first round going with the 7th pick, DeAndre Hopkins. That's where he's going. Next up, I guess we're going to go Allen Robinson. Let's make a fucking killer wide receiver core. Allen Robinson in the 2nd round.
Oh, we're going to make a killer wide receiver core?
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton, 3rd round.
Going at 35.1.
Get that core together.
Yeah, wow, look at that. This is a pretty good one. Receiver core. Sorry, I'm writing this down. So we can't just keep on drafting wide receivers, even though it would be awesome. Let's go with the guy who you think is going to ball out, Andrew Luck, going at 42.5 on average.
Me likey. 5th round. Can't go anybody but Delanie Walker.
I like
good.
Delanie Walker.
He's just so underrated good, too.
Do you know he's 32? I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. Next up, let's add. I don't want any running backs. Let's just add Dante Moncrief. Let's make sure that we are going to have the best wide receiver core ever. Dante Moncrief in the 6th round, going at the average spot of 62.
Oh, man. All right, 7th round. Options. I think it is probably time. Ooh, I don't know. This is tough. I'm going to rule out Hearns.
Yeah.
Just because. Because
I
think
took it
we're
to
pretty.
The bank
I'm pretty.
That he was.
Yeah. One, you took it to the bank. Two, we're
that
pretty book solid in that wide receiver core. But I think I'm going to take the guy that's going to be slinging it this whole year. I'm going to take Blake Bortles.
Okay. That's a solid QB. Tandem right there if anything does happen to Andrew Luck. Next up, 8th round. We need a running back. We haven't drafted a running back yet.
Yeah.
I don't know why the hate for TJ Yeldon just because Chris Ivory's there has gone so far. He was good last year. Uh-huh. I want TJ Yeldon. Let's get TJ Yeldon. In the 9th in the 8th round, he's going at 100.8. Usually getting drafted in the 9th, so we reach a little bit there.
A little bit of a reach. It's all right. I'm going to follow that up with Mr. Derrick Henry. Get some more running backs back there.
Yeah. They're going to run a lot.
Yep.
40 times a game, they're going to try to. They're not going to achieve that because whatever. It's not important. Derrick Henry, cool. In the 10th round, let's go Houston. Get a defense, whatever. Houston defense. Put it on the board. They're going with the average spot of 112. You're up.
What round is it?
We are in the 11th.
We'll go get that quarterback backup, Mariota.
We already have one.
What?
Let's get Mariota, too, because we're running out of players.
Oh, shit, I didn't even realize that. I forgot about freaking
Hey, we're running out of we're
one.
Running out of draftable, because at this point, Chris Ivory has already been taken. Julius Thomas has already been taken. Allen Hurns, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And DeMarco.
DeMarco.
Yeah. So, Marcus Mariota, we got trade bait.
There you go.
Someone in the league.
There you
go. And then we're running out of draftable players. Dwayne Allen will take in the 12th for a backup to the 32-year-old Delanie Walker. Division predictions. I'm sorry.
I think I would have taken Kobe Fleener with that last one.
Kobe Fleener's on the Saints now.
Oh, shit, he is. Yeah. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
We'll get into Kobe Fleener. I got a lot to say about a minute worth of Kobe Fleener on the NFC preview. So, next up, the division predictions. Who will win in a fight? A Titan, Jaguar, whatever a colt is. I guess the shoe of a horse.
Well, a colt is a little baby horse.
A baby horse, and then a Texan.
here's my analysis, and you're free to jump in there and say, no, it's not correct. All right. Colt clearly gets just obliterated by the Jaguar. All right.
Damn, yeah.
Jaguar gets killed by some gunslinging Texan. Kind of assume that Texan is just a fucking
worst things.
You know, guns rights and stuff. And but Titan, I think a Titan just squashes down on that Texan. I don't say that with a lot of joy because I am a Texan.
The only thing that I could see is that they all kill each other and they're not worried about the baby horse. So then the baby horse is just kind of chilling like the raider. But I agree, the Titan. Yeah, the Titan.
That Jaguar is going to be hungry though.
The Titan wins. Next up, best city: Tennessee, Jacksonville, Houston, and Indianapolis. Secretly, a very terrible.
Struggled with these ones. Okay, I'm immediately going to eliminate Houston.
Yeah, no doubt. No, just, we're not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
This is a Dallas-based podcast. Houston is the worst.
All right, so the other three actually were intriguing in certain ways.
Tennessee, I guess, isn't a city. Nashville is where they are.
Yeah, Nashville. And, you know, that was probably my 1B. But for some reason, I went with Indianapolis as, like, the best.
Really?
It just seems like a very nice, safe place.
No way. If you had to go on a vacation, is your only vacation?
Well, this is about going on vacation. I assume I had to go live there.
Okay, yeah. If you want to live there, we just ruled out Denver because of the cold winters. You're going to rule.
I don't know, dude. That's how much. See, I was so struggling with this that my mind just got so effed up.
I think I like Nashville. Are you okay with me selecting, since that was your 1B?
Yeah. That's
Indy
fine.
Is definitely close.
See, because when I thought Tennessee, I didn't even think specifically of cities. Nashville would be a kick-ass place to live.
All right, Titans win again.
Ooh, man.
Best food: Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know what Jacksonville would be famous for. I guess grouper.
Cuban sandwiches or something? I don't know. That's more Miami thing.
Yeah. I guess it'd have to be seafood. Indy, I don't know.
I don't know. Houston.
I guess, dude, I think as much as we don't want to give Houston credit, they got barbecue.
They do have barbecue. They have good restaurants, man. I'm not going
to
lie about that.
It might
that.
Have to be Houston.
Man, I was going to go Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. I
forgot about that. We give Tennessee too much love?
Here's the thing. Tennessee doesn't have the Mexican food that Houston does.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get the real authentic stuff.
All right, Texans win that one.
All right, we'll give them that.
Best uniform.
You know what? Most people hate on it. I love the Jaguars helmets with the half gold, half white.
I hate it. I hate it more than anything in this world.
I can tell
you right now, the Titans uniforms could be so cool, but they're incredibly spare.
Yeah.
Incredibly spare. I hate Jacksonville more than anything in this world.
The Colts are just, it's not a flashy look, but it's just kind of always been their look. I don't know if that wins it for them.
Colts or Texans are what it comes down to me. I know you like.
I don't like the stupid bowl on their helmet thing.
Should we just go for the Texans just because we hate all the other ones and that's the only one that we don't mind?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay, we'll go Colts there. And then last but certainly not least, the hottest fan base.
Sorry, distraction. I'm going to have to go to Jacksonville. I assume just because there's going to be scantily clad girls there.
I think it would have to be Jacksonville or Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee wouldn't be bad. You get some like
Nashville
country bumpkin sort of girl. I don't know if that's good.
They have the class country. Because that's the home of country
music. That's the home
music.
Of it. Yeah.
I think it's got to be
Tennessee. Once they're left there,
I think it's got to be Nashville.
All right. I'm down with that.
So guess who
I'm going to take a trip to Nashville now.
Guess who just won the AFC South?
No, Nashville. Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans. Mark that down.
Oh,
all right.
God.
It's flawless. The system can't be
I mean, it, we're looking at multiple dynamics here.
It can't be done. Next up, the AFC North.
The one that I really wanted to get into.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this. The Pittsburgh Football Steelers. Does it bother you that Jason Garrett calls the Cowboys the Dallas Football Cowboys?
Yeah, I hate that with every ounce of my being.
Start the clock, Pittsburgh Football Steelers.
Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell will play a total of 9 games together.
Whoa, look at you. Take it to the bank?
Taking it to the bank.
Oh, I don't want to overdo the music, but I'm going to mark that down.
Mark that.
They're both playing 9 games.
Together.
Together.
They will play 9 games together.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so if you have Le'Veon Bell, do you have to have D'Angelo Williams as a handcuff?
It's not bad. I don't think you necessarily have to, but I think it's a really good idea to at least get you by those
because
first few
that's
weeks.
An automatic running back that I feel like you can count on.
Yeah, no, I say I don't think you have to, but certainly would be a good choice.
I think
too.
D'Angelo Williams, let's see here, he is going in the 8th round currently, average draft position. So, yeah, you have to kind of take him a little early.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, I was going to have a really good point right there.
Oh, God.
Next up, the Cleveland Football Browns. Start the clock.
RG3 is going to be benched or injured by week 5.
By week 5. I love it. Dude, come and take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all this tape. You're taking so much to the bank. I like that. Isaiah Crowell, it's not like everyone wants the sexy pick. You want to make the people in your draft say, ooh, nice pick. It's not going to get that reaction, but I think he's a guy that needs to be running. Hugh Jackson, he likes to run the football up.
Already?
That's only 24 seconds. So
what happened? Trigger. It's all good.
They like to run the football with Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard when he was the offensive coordinator there. So I think they're going to do that a lot with him and Duke Johnson.
Don't let the suspension scare you. Josh Gordon, get him. Go.
I mean, I don't trust. I think do you believe, first off, the Tyrell Pryor hype?
No.
It just seems like he's just running straight down the field and basically not dropping balls. That one was legit. Next up, the Cincinnati Football Bengals. People tend to forget how good Andy Dalton was before he got hurt last year. 12 games, essentially, because he got hurt in that first series. 3,200 yards, 25 TDs, 7 interceptions in 12 games. That's a 21 point per game average.
I think Dalton and AJ Green are going to make sweet football love this
year. Sweet football love. You like Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, but...
Because you have to.
Yeah.
The other thing is that the Tyler Eifert injury is super weird. He could have gotten surgery right after the Pro Bowl when he got hurt.
But then they held off.
Yeah, they held off on it. And now... he was going to rest it and like heal that way. But then ends up getting the surgery about 2 months ago and is still recovering from that. Do you trust that he's going to be a viable option for fantasy this year?
I hope and pray he is, but I don't have that faith right now. It's just too many sketchy details.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Whatever. Baltimore Ravens. I got something for you. I think that this is... I think it's a sneaky good offense.
Okay,
hear me out. Kamar Aiken was a top 20 receiver last year. Mike Wallace, when he has a good quarterback, is serviceable at the very least. Steve Smith, you don't know if he's going to totally come back from a torn Achilles and being that he is almost 40. And then we don't know what to expect out of Breshad Perriman. And then the running back situation, you got Buck Allen, you got sneaky good offense, I think. But I'm not going to own a single person from the Ravens on any of my teams.
And that's fair.
I think it's a good NFL offense. It's just not one that you're going to know who to play for fantasy purposes. Like, when are you ever going to trust that?
Never.
Yeah. Sorry, you want
hypothetical, to before we run out of time. Would you rather get punched in the face by Ray Rice or hang out with Joe Flacco for a day?
Oh, my God.
To me, you've watched Seinfeld. You ever seen the one where Putty's just sitting there staring at the wall and then Elaine calls? He's like, hello. That's what I imagine Joe Flacco being like. Nothing to offer. I imagine him having nothing to offer.
Oh, my gosh. That is a really good idea. Because
it's just a one
the
shot.
The punch is over.
It's over after, quick. Like, it's like you're in the first hour with Flacco. You're like, oh, my God.
And it must not have hurt that bad because his wife's still with him.
Still living. I'll take the punch.
Yeah, I'll take the punch. Joe Flacco. That's awesome. That is a great hypothetical. Next up, let's draft the team. I will go first. Man, this is tough because there's three currently first rounders going in the AFC North. And that's Antonio Brown, AJ Green, and Le'Veon Bell. Or Le'Veon Bell, however you want to say it.
Damn.
I just don't think and there's a big drop off after that. Man, so being that the AFC North doesn't have a lot of second, third, fourth rounders, I want to make sure I get the most bang for my buck. Let's go Antonio Brown. He keeps it going. We're going to go Antonio Brown.
You're up.
This is bad after this. He is obviously he is the number one. He's going to consensus number one and on all platforms.
Most handsome man in the NFL.
Yeah, he is a good
He's a handsome guy.
Son of a gun.
Next up, we'll call it a reach for a second round. We're going to go Jeremy Hill.
It's the ultimate. He's got an average draft position of 51.1, but there's no one else in the AFC North because we passed on A.J. Green and Le'Veon Bell. So Jeremy Hill, who, honestly, not a bad pick in the fifth round.
Where he's averaged, he goes.
But we have to take him in the second because we can only take AFC North players. Next up, I will take Big Ben Roethlisberger, even though you think he's going to play nine games with Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, Big Ben. He's currently going 51.8, but we got to take him in the third. Fourth round.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Gio Bernard.
If you want two Cincy running backs.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why this division is so tough.
So we're in the fourth round. There's several guys in the seventh. So we could technically just almost clear out all these
guys. Yeah, we could. I don't know about Tyler just because of what we just talked about. Yeah.
I think that's the – so there's currently four dudes in the seventh with – or average draft position in the seventh round. Gio Bernard, Tyler Eifert, Duke Johnson, and Gary Barnage. I think we take everyone but – Tyler Eifert.
Yeah, because I was going to say next one up was going to be Gary Barnage. I was going to pass over Tyler.
Okay, so boom, we knock that out, whatever, in whatever order we take those guys. Eighth round. We hope, I guess, that that Le'Veon Bell gets hurt. We take D'Angelo Williams, who is currently going 86.6 in the mid-eighth round. You're up.
Man, so we don't need really a third running back right here. So, give me Marcus Wheaton.
Marcus Wheaton. Oh, man, I was going to ask. I didn't get to go to that, but Marcus Wheaton or Sammy Coates, the other Pittsburgh. Because I seem like we've seen it from, like, we know that Marcus Wheaton's going to spare.
Yeah.
I mean, but I know
you at least that's a known commodity, though.
Okay. So, where were we? We said we were in the ninth. So, in the tenth, we'll go get secretly good, sneaky good, sneaky alert, Andy Dalton as the backup.
That's a good 1-2 punch with Ben.
Yeah, no doubt. We are in the... we're in the 11th round now.
Could be Corey Coleman.
Corey Coleman.
Okay. Yes.
I like that. And so then we miss out on Isaiah Crowell, who I said was good. But it's okay. This is a co-owned team. Whatever. It's fine. Let's go get a kicker. Justin Tucker. It's not on offense that... That puts it in the end zone a lot. You're up. It basically comes down to Kamar Aiken or Steve Smith. I'm intrigued to see.
And guess what? Steve Smith.
Oh, look at you. Roster, and I think we forgot. We'll go back and I'll tell you what the AFC South roster was because I didn't actually list it. But the AFC North, if you had to draft, Ben Roethlisberger as a quarterback, Andy Dalton as the backup, Jeremy Hill, Duke Johnson, Gio Bernard, D'Angelo Williams, a lot of pretty meh running backs. Yeah. But we'll hit on one. We'll hit on one. It's fine. Gary Barnage is a tight end, and then we have wide receivers of Antonio Brown, Corey Coleman, Marcus Wheaton, and Steve Smith. Not that bad.
Not bad.
But does it beat the AFC South team? Andrew Luck as the quarterback with Bortles and Mariota as the backups. TJ Yeldon and Derrick Henry as the running backs. If we didn't get a backup, we'll pick one up. We'll figure that out. And then a wide receiving core of DeAndre Hopkins, Allen Robinson, and T.Y. Hilton. The fact that we could draft that.
Yeah.
And now, granted, that's in the first three rounds, but that's
I'd take the AFC West.
And then Delanie Walker as the tight end.
It's
pretty stout. And Dante – oh, I forgot we had Dante Moncrief as the fourth. Dude,
ball
that, up. The AFC South beats the AFC North, and does the AFC South team beat – the AFC West team. You're looking at it.
I think the West.
Really?
I think the West.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I trust you.
You should.
Let's get in to who is going to win the division. The mascot fight between a Steeler, a Brown, a Bengal, and a Raven.
I assume a Steeler is a guy that makes steel.
Yeah. Okay. In Pittsburgh. And that's important.
So sorry, but I think the Bengal Tiger is going to sneak up behind that Steeler, cracking on his metal, and just...
What's more extinct, the Pittsburgh steel industry or Tigers, or the Bengal Tiger?
Pittsburgh steel industry.
Because it is extinct, isn't it?
Yeah. See, okay. So here's why. I would say the Bengal kills a Steeler and a Raven, because give me a break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he takes a big, big whatever poop and calls it a Cleveland Brown.
just moves away.
Yeah.
So Cincinnati winning the mascot fight. Okay. Best city. This is tough.
So I originally put it as Cincinnati, but they killed Harambe. Ooh, so
yeah. Are Harambe jokes played out?
No.
Still can't. We do this podcast, this show for Harambe today.
So I picked Baltimore as a maybe. And I've never been there, but you have. And you seemed. I only like Baltimore because you're at least close. You can go see.
There's a lot of stuff around there.
That's the thing. There's a lot of stuff around. Very
close. Yeah, you know what? Baltimore wasn't that bad. Like, I stayed in the city.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I didn't get to see anything else but that. But the downtown's pretty cool.
Cool.
Baltimore. And then I've never been to Cleveland. I've never been to Cincinnati. I've never been to Pittsburgh. The only one that I would kind of want to go to is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's. I think it's a good sports town, so that'd be kind of cool to go to.
But it's not as close to everything else, so we can't get away.
Yeah.
So I think Baltimore wins that one.
Baltimore.
Best food. I have no clue on this.
I did by geography and said Baltimore because it's right there on the coast.
And, dude, crab cakes. That's what Maryland does.
That's what
I'm saying.
That's what Maryland does. God.
All right. Well, but what is Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland famous for? I don't even know. Pittsburgh's got something, don't they?
You think.
Hoagie?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think we have to go to Baltimore.
Just based on lack of knowledge of everywhere.
That and they have one solid thing. You know you're going to get good crab.
You're going to get good crab.
Baltimore wins again. Uh-oh. Best uniform. Who can we rule out?
Okay. Rule out the Browns. Clearly.
Yeah.
The other three really aren't that bad. I like Cincinnati's helmet. I like Baltimore's colors. But my choice is the Steelers. I love their helmet with the one logo on one side. It's classic.
I think it has to be between the Steelers and the Ravens. I don't like the Browns.
No,
the Browns. New ones. I like the older ones
better. Yeah, they weren't bad. I like the Bengals and the helmet and stuff. It's alone the only type of helmet that's like that. But I think I'm going to go with the Steelers. Especially when they're wearing black. Or
I'll allow
if heaven shines down on us and they wear those awesome striped ones. But I guess those are going away.
I'll allow that to happen. Next up, the hottest fan base, and how could anyone even know?
So I had to do research on this one.
Oh, I like that.
I'll preface this by saying three of these cities are on the top 10 list of least attractive cities. Your job is naming those three cities.
Okay, Cincinnati and Cleveland are on that.
One of those is on that.
No, Cincinnati's the one, isn't
Cincinnati's
it?
Cincinnati's the one that's not on the least 10 attractive list.
Pittsburgh's ahead of Cincinnati?
Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cleveland were all on the top 10 list of least attractive cities.
So we have a tie between Cincinnati and Baltimore, and there's an easy way to just rule this out. Mascot fight. Who wins? A Bengal or a Raven? Bengal. Who wins in the city? Or no, so it would be Pittsburgh won in the uniform, so whose uniform is better? Cincinnati or Baltimore? I think Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. Baltimore, your division champs. The system's flawless.
Flawless.
It's flawless. Let's get into what normally people, they want you to do the AFC East first.
Not
we
us.
We do it last.
Not
they
us.
They wanted us to do that. The New York Jets, I think they are, hold on, let me start the clock. I think they are going to be god-awful.
I don't think Brandon Marshall comes close to touching Antonio Brown.
No way.
Not even close.
Like, here's the other thing. So, Fitzpatrick, 31 TDs, 15 interceptions, career high. He's obviously projected to have a regression to 29. But I also think that Devin Smith might come along a little more, steal a tiny bit of production. Jason Morrow, steal a little bit of production. And I just don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be as productive as he was last year.
The one thing I will give the Jets, or I'll give Fitzpatrick, is I love his lack of give a fuck level.
Dude,
and just has that freaking beer. He just walks around.
Did you see him before, like when he signed, how big he was?
Yes. It was so great.
Other than that, do you like the Jets' defense?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. For whatever reason, they're always solid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're at least reliable.
They are that. Other than that, Matt Forte is the running back.
That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
He looked like the ageless wonder.
Yeah, it looked like he's going to be their main guy.
Good for him.
I was going to say something super awesome there. I didn't get to make it. Next up, the New England Patriots. Sneaky alert. Chris Hogan. Watch out. Is that a good preseason?
Horrible last name. But anyways.
Why is that horrible? It's Hulk's nephew? I don't know.
Predicting that Brady's revenge tour this year by being doubly pissed off that now he's getting suspended is going to be even more potent than last year.
Does he equal the same amount
in four less games?
That would be so... That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
I kind of hope that happens.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you trust any of the running backs?
No.
And then I've been thinking about it. If you own Gronk, because he is injury prone, they are very conservative with him. Is it almost possible that you could use Martellus Bennett as a handcuff? Because he's still going to be productive.
Yeah.
Even with him.
Oh, playing. Yeah, for sure. I think so. I want to see Gronk spike a ball and explode.
Do you think he's tried to do that?
Yeah. He's probably come close too.
Next up, the Miami Football Dolphins.
Miami.
Where this is I feel like we've been in a holding pattern with Ryan Tannehill of when his breakout years. We've been waiting for 3 years.
I think he is what he is.
I think so too. Apparently Adam Gates is going to get everything out of him. Jay Ajayi or Arian Foster?
I put here that Arian Foster is going to become the first team RB. And guess what? He's then going to get injured.
and then Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
I see what you
think. I think that Foster will win the job, though.
I just don't think Jay Ajayi is that good at football.
Stupid last name.
He put up numbers when he filled in and was, for some reason, played over Lamar Miller. But it just doesn't look good. I don't know. Not like him per se. At football, he doesn't look
Final
good.
Final Hot Sports opinion. The Dolphins is the dumbest mascot in probably professional sports.
Remember when it used to have the helmet as the logo? When would a dolphin ever wear a helmet? Like, seriously.
That made it kind of cool because then they knew it was comical.
Buffalo. I wrote on here, yeah, I'm good, as I don't want anyone on the Buffalo.
We're in Buffalo.
Your thoughts on the Buffalo football Bills?
I'm more hoping, but I'm thinking... I think Tyrod and Sam are going to have a pretty decent little year.
Okay. The one thing that Tyrod Taylor can do, or the two things, obviously he could run well. He was an efficient runner. And he had a great deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously works.
Him and Sam just need to just connect on
that. Reggie Bush is the backup. And they say it's Reggie Bush. It could be Mike Gillisley. Are you trusting any of those three as one of your running backs?
No.
Like, LeSean McCoy is going in.
Shady's the only one that could possibly be trusted. He really didn't have a bad year
last year. LeSean McCoy is going in the second round.
That's way too high.
Yeah.
He did have a good year last year, but time's up anyways. So I can't even continue.
You were going
to get I was about to go off on some very deep stuff.
1 minute might not be enough. But anyways, speaking of rounds, let's go ahead and draft an AFC East team. I believe you are first, my friend.
Oh my God. You know what? Because I want to see him smash a ball into the ground and explode, give me Gronk.
Yeah.
It's risky, but give me Gronk.
It is risky to go in the first round. And he does have the Madden curse, doesn't he? Was he the cover?
I thought that was like last year that he was on.
Oh, no, it was last year.
You're right.
I think.
Right.
Man, that shows how we don't play Madden.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, so you go Gronk there. So it comes down to. Man, these are two guys that I really don't like that are going in the second round. Brandon Marshall, 18.9. LeSean McCoy, 24.9 average pick. Oh, my gosh. I guess I'll do... Man. You know what? I'm going to pass on both of them. I'm going to go Sammy Watkins. And just I don't want to deal with any of that.
All right.
Any of that regression. Sammy Watkins in the second. He's actually going in the third round at the 32nd average spot.
All right. I want to follow that up and shoot, man. Give me Matt Forte.
Yeah.
Is it
weird that we're
just trusting?
Just when
I count him out, he gets better.
I know.
I just don't. It's just the most frustrating but awesome thing for him.
Why do we trust like Forte over? Because I took completely over McCoy. Like I don't. Whatever.
Yeah, no.
So you go Matt Forte in the third. He's average draft position at 38.5, which is fourth round in a 12-team league. I will go. Man, this is a tough one. I'll go. I'm worried about the injuries with Julian Edelman. I'm going to go Jarvis Landry, 44th. He is the average pick of 44th, passing on Julian Edelman, who is the 41st.
That's all right, because we're going to follow that up with Eric Decker.
Yeah, he's solid. We are predicting regression from Ryan Fitzpatrick, but can't go wrong with Eric Decker. So that leads the sixth round. Since we think that it would be awesome if he got the same numbers, let's go Tom Brady. Let's play this game. And Tom Brady, he is currently going 67th pick on average in the sixth round. You are up.
I want me some Arian Foster for the limited time. He's going to be awesome.
Look at that old running back. Dude. Ages. Arian Foster and Matt Forte.
We've Good seen Lord. That duo too many times. Oh, my gosh,
have we? Next up, I will go. I don't like it because I think he's going too high. He's 86 pick on average in the eighth round, Devontae Parker. But we'll go ahead and add to that wide receiver core.
Call me crazy, but don't. Give me some Gostkowski.
Dude, that's a... You don't want to, like... I don't ever draft a kicker, but he is so solid. That he is a draftable kicker.
Yeah, really is.
In the...
Sidebar, I did a draft the other night.
Fourth round?
Which was silly.
What is it? Okay, he's not that draft.
Silly, but there's that draft. I saw that, I was like, whoa!
Let's go in the 10th round. Let's get our first four games started by Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's straight. Now we're in the 11th round. Mm-hmm. Well, because we don't know about how long Gronk's going to be there, might as well get Marty B handcuffed.
It's fine. I'm comfortable with that. After that, there's not a lot of draftable players. We'll get some running back help, Bilal Powell. And then after that, it pretty much tails off. We passed on the Garrett Blunt, Jay Ajayi, and Deion Lewis, who's still
not. And Brandon Marshall and LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, we definitely. I want no part of that. That roster, Tom Brady with Tyrod Taylor backing up, a running back core of Arian Foster and Matt Forte with Bilal Powell backing up. And then the wide receiver core, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, Eric Decker, Devontae Parker. Pretty solid.
Solid. I think it's the weakest of the ones we've done, though.
Is it?
Feels like it.
I feel like the North was pretty bad, but North let me look bad. At it. Yeah, it might be the weakest because of the running back core, but our running back core for the North.
But who knows? It could end up being the best running back core. So you think
the AFC West was the best team? A team of Phillip Rivers, Jamal Charles, Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, Jeremy Maclin, Travis Kelce, Denver defense, KC defense, and Derek Carr is the backup. I didn't write them all down, but it basically became between the AFC South and the AFC West.
It's tough. It's tough. I just like that wide receiver core for the West.
Man, I think the South might be better with DeAndre. It's DeAndre Hopkins, Allen Robinson, T.Y. Hilton, and Dante Moncrief versus Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, Maclin. The only thing is, I don't know how good Denver's passing attack's going to be. And I don't want to rely
too much on Demaryius
Thomas. Let's predict the division now. a Jet, a Patriot, a Dolphin, and a Bill, whatever that. Are we assuming that that's a Buffalo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here was my analysis, and like I said, feel free to jump in. Buffalo wanders himself into the water, gets raped by some dolphins.
Dude, dolphins rape.
They rape.
Look it up.
A good old Patriot walking by sees what's going on and just puts the Buffalo out of its misery and then kills all the dolphins for being rapists.
Yeah.
And then a Jet crashes and kills everybody.
But then the Jet crashes too, and that's where my problem is. A Patriot, though he is unfamiliar with the Jet,
he's going to be the one flying it. Just turn.
Yeah.
Patriot.
Or he takes a parachute, jumps out of the plane, crashes the plane into the water where the Bill and the Dolphin is.
I like that.
And the Patriot wins.
Patriot.
And it's in America. Look at the next best city. Boston, Miami, Buffalo, and New York. This is a secretly tough one.
You know what?
I think we can rule out Buffalo.
Yeah, rule out Buffalo.
It's nothing against the wonderful people of Buffalo.
New York? I just don't want to deal with the people.
Yeah, too many.
Honestly, I could almost say the same thing about Boston.
Yeah.
Just
so you're going Miami.
I'm going Miami.
Man, I think it does for me personally. It comes down between Boston and Miami. But have you been to Miami?
I have not. I've been through Miami.
I don't know what's worse, Miami summers or Boston winters, because there's a reason why the people from Boston go to Florida.
Shoot.
Maybe that's why we should take Miami, because they seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Miami it is. Best food. New York. Boston.
I would put New York, man.
Just because it has everything?
Yeah.
But does it have that? I guess pizza would be its one unique.
Pizza would be the one thing.
Don't rule out Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
We both love Buffalo wings.
That's true. But is that all I'm going to eat?
Yeah.
Then I'm out. I want some other options.
No, dude, I'm good. If you had to have one meal, are you going to... So what's Miami for? I guess you could say, like you said, the Cuban sandwich. Or what is... Like, so I think we can rule out...
I think I'd rather eat New York pizza the rest of my life than...
Wings
the rest of my life.
And then what is Boston? But Boston has like lobster.
They have like chowder. Boston baked beans. Give me a fucking
break.
They
got a lot. This is a secretly tough one.
Yeah. It's because all those East Coast places, they're also original, like
the one
established
thing,
though, places.
In your defense for New York, New York probably can do all of those things well because of the different people that are already
exactly
there.
Yeah.
This division is becoming a cluster F. Best uniform.
Man, this was tough.
Yeah.
All right. I like the Patriots throwback uniform.
Yeah.
I don't like their current uniform.
Right. Why are they still doing that?
I don't know. It's a bad bit. It's, and so, since they only wear those a couple times a year, I really can't use that as mine. And so, you know what? I kind of just like the colors and the look and the helmet of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. I think we can rule out the
like
Jets.
Like that bright white helmet.
Yeah,
I just love that.
We can rule out the Jets.
Yeah, Jets.
We can rule, I guess, I like the Dolphins. It's all right.
I like the Dolphins' older jerseys better.
Man, we just made this. So right now, everyone is picked. Last but certainly not least, hottest fan base. We can rule out Buffalo.
I went with Miami.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, guess. So is that winning for
us? Guess who wins the division?
Woo!
The Miami football
This is more
Dolphins.
Accurate than the most...
Oh my gosh! It's
legitimate
a flawless system. It's a flawless system. So we have now that wraps up our AFC preview. But we have San Diego winning the West, Tennessee winning the South. We had did we say Cincinnati or Baltimore?
It was Baltimore.
Baltimore for the units, yeah. And then Miami. So we're not even going to worry about the wild card. That doesn't matter. Whatever. We don't care about it. So San Diego, Tennessee, Baltimore, Miami. Who wins the AFC West? Do we? You know what we should do? Hold on. Stop the music. We'll do our system to pick the winner.
Boom.
This is... Oh, my gosh.
That's why that system's there.
Mascot fight. Charger, Titan, Raven. So just a sidebar, a programming note. We want to keep these under an hour. We're at an hour and 2 minutes, so we're going to rush through this. But Charger, Titan, Raven, Dolphin, who wins in a fight?
Charger. Because I don't know what it is. It seems mythical.
But so is a Titan.
Yeah, Titan is what it is.
All right, best city. Nashville, San Diego, Baltimore, Miami. We can rule out Baltimore.
San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego. All right, Charger.
Best food.
Best food.
Shit.
Man, these are limited food.
God, maybe Baltimore with those crab cakes.
San Diego's got Mexican food and fish.
The Nashville, Tennessee thing kind of won shit for us on the food aspect. They all have good food.
But they had spare people.
Spare people.
Who do you feel?
Baltimore.
You want to go Baltimore?
Because it'd be between these two. Because we didn't really like Miami's food.
They do. This is
tough. That's why this.
I say San Diego has more options because we both like Mexican.
Yeah.
We both like seafood. They got it. San Diego.
San Diego.
All right.
Next up, best uniforms.
Best uniform.
I like Sandy's powders.
Yeah. Chargers. Oh my god.
Good lord.
Hottest fan base.
Ooh, between Miami and San Diego, that's tough.
There's more. See, Miami feels like a different country when you're there, and I like that.
I like that.
DJ Khaled likes that.
Miami.
Guess who is going to win the AFC?
The Chargers.
And that, my friends, is Fantasy Brag. We gave you all the information you needed.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. And one last thing.
Keep doing what you do, Playboy. And chase that money, okay? Take that money. Get that job. 100.